You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Welcome.
Welcome.
We're all about sharing a different perspective with you. Sharing a perspective that might not be, well, available to all of you who are thinking about yourselves living in this reality from this limited perspective of the individual. And so when we talk about the laws of the universe and who you truly are, we're talking to you from a higher perspective. From that higher perspective, we know exactly who you are. There is no illusion. The fear that you feel is an illusion. You see that very clearly, but this is not what is really happening here. What's really happening here is you're being guided every moment. Every single moment you're being guided. To what? To what end? Not to necessarily live the desired life that you think is so important, or not to be anything larger than what you think you really are, not to fix any problems and not to solve any flaws, just to simply be you in this life as you, living the life that you intended prior to your birth. And while some of you are living that life to a greater extent, some of you are living it more in fear. And there is nothing wrong with either of that. You can live in fear and gain the benefit that that fear will give you when you transition to the non-physical. This is perfectly fine. Those of you who have come here now are seeking something different, though. You're seeking a better understanding how to live more effectively in physical reality. And as you would assume, living more effectively would be feeling less negative emotion, receiving more inspiration. But you tend to say, the inspiration is going to move me to a place where I no longer feel negative emotion. And if you never felt negative emotion, then you wouldn't be receiving the guidance that's inherent in every moment. So therefore, the idea of living on your path of self-discovery in order to get somewhere you think you're not now is sort of self-defeating. And we want you to understand that what you're doing right now in this moment, what you're interested in this moment, you're being here to this call, whether you're here live or listening at a later date, this is your guidance. This is an example of inspiration that comes to you. Oh, I have this thought. Maybe I'll join the Joshua call. Maybe I'll listen to the podcast. Maybe I'll think more about who I really am. These thoughts are coming from your inner self to help you move along this easy and natural path of self-discovery, to discover who you truly are. And as you learn more about who you truly are, you see yourself from a higher perspective. And as you see yourself from a higher perspective, well, you gain more clarity. And with more clarity, you understand what's really happening here. You are not the lonely individual trying to eke out some subsistence type of existence. You are the grand creator of your reality. You have something that you want to explore in more depth. You have all these talents and attributes that will emerge as you joyfully hop along your trail of self-discovery, knowing that you will never arrive anywhere. Therefore, the journey is the only interesting thing. And if you can accept that this is a game, this is a practice, you are not doing anything like you normally do it. You are not starting first grade so you can finish first grade. You're starting first grade because first grade is where all the fun is. It's where all the other people are. It's where all your interest lies. You don't enter first grade and say, I can't wait till this first grade is over. Just give me everything I need to know today and so I can graduate tomorrow. No, you want to experience that first grade and experience the second grade and then experience other grades, not so that you can now become an adult who's educated and then start to have a career and have all these things. you do not want to finish anything quickly. This need to be somewhere where you are not is what's causing much of your distress, much of your suffering. So then, if you could think about, this is the practice that I'm in now. Today, this is what I am doing today. This is what I'm interested in doing today, not to make tomorrow better, not to forget the past, not to solve any problem, not to become any great thing, but simply to live in the nuances of what is available today and leave tomorrow for tomorrow, because tomorrow does not exist. There is no tomorrow. The fact is that your tomorrow is created from today. And so if you're exploring suffering or loneliness or lack today, well, then you're setting yourself up for what to explore tomorrow. But if you're choosing a different perspective today, a higher perspective, saying, actually, everything in today is fine. Everything today is interesting. I have everything I need today. Well, then you're cultivating a new feeling of your reality, a new perspective for who you are and what's happening here. And then tomorrow will take care of itself. Now, you say, I have certain desires and I want to manifest these desires. And we say there's a couple of different ways to think about this. Are you actually manifesting the thing you think you want? Or are you keeping at bay the thing you think you don't want? And there is a big difference there. Because if you say, I do not want to get this virus, you are saying, I'm exploring the fear of this virus. And if you say, I want to do whatever is necessary to maintain my health and create a healthy body, well, then if the virus is necessary for you to create a healthy body, then that means you want the virus to come. And in wanting the virus to come, you leave alone the fear or the exploration of that fear, and you express the love. Well, this is true of every other desire you want. If you say, I am lonely and therefore I want a mate, you are exploring loneliness. If you say, I am here to express my love and I want as many people as I can to express my love too, well, then you are now exploring something different, you see. And you can explore either side of that. But think about what you truly want. What you truly want is to express your love. What you truly want is to create a healthy and vital body or allow the well-being to flow that's naturally flowing. What you want is not to have $1 million in the bank, but to understand with clarity what abundance is all about. What you want is not to be entitled to travel anywhere or to do whatever you want to do. What you want to know is the clarity that you have the absolute freedom to think any thought and hold any position and maintain any belief and create any perspective. If you can move in the direction that we're talking about here, in the absolute acceptance of what is, especially yourself above all, seeing yourself in the highest perspective possible, and then carefully thinking about what it is you truly want rather than what it is you do not want, allowing the day to unfold without having any agenda or attachment to any outcome. Oh my, what a magnificent life that would be. And it would mirror the exact intentions you set prior to your birth. And if you did that, you would gleefully hop along your path of self-discovery. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Joshua, I would like to get your thoughts on, there's a channeler, he's a 14-year-old kid in India, and he channels by the name of Conscience, and he supposedly predicted the coronavirus and that it's going to end May 9th and that the we're going to end in 2021. Like, is it plausible that someone could, a channeler could predict something like that? And also it thing to do with the way the planets are lining up and etc.
We'll not say anything specific about this. We'll leave it up to you. But we would like you to know, we'd like to tell you a story about you specifically. You, Vicky, chose to be born on a certain day, in a certain place, on a certain planet. And at the time of your birth, you were a vibrational match to that entire system, the universe, the planet, the time, the date, your parents, the body you inhabited. You were a physical perfect match vibrationally to that on that day. And why would you do this? Well, you knew certain things would happen. You knew that being born at that place, at that time, would launch you on a trajectory to explore what you came here to explore. You knew that you would have a certain body. You knew you would be female and white and a certain possible possibility of being a certain height and a certain size and a certain dynamic within the body. Very, very complex. So we'd like you to understand that all of these things were chosen. You became a vibrational match because it would launch you on a trajectory. And that trajectory would encounter, for you specifically, manifestation events that would shake up your norm, that would cause you to see things from a different perspective, that would place obstacles in your path so that you could overcome those and see yourself from a different perspective. All of this stuff, nothing was supposed to be, you were born here, you go to here, you die here, it's all set in stone. It was a probability of what you would experience, knowing that whatever happened, you would have your own perspective on that thing that was happening, whether it was a market downturn, a war, a personal physical ailment, a pandemic, whatever it was, a hurricane, it would shake up your existence so that not everything would be the same all the time, that you would have opportunities for new experiences going forward. Yet underlying all of that was your intention prior to your birth. Your intentions, express your love. No matter what happened, no matter what happened, you would express your love. If a virus is coming, you would your intention was to express your love to the virus, to the conditions, to the possible future outcomes, to those who are living in fear. You would express your love and acceptance to all of it. This was your primary intention prior to your birth. Also to experience true freedom and true abundance, the abundance and freedom of which most humans living now or ever in existence had never experienced before, that level of abundance. While you might say, it's nothing compared to these people, we would say, you're looking up, why don't you look down and realize in the history of humanity, the billions and billions and billions that lived on Earth, living in a subsistence type of living, look at how you're living now. So, intention to express your love, intention to experience abundance, intention to experience freedom, and intention to expand in joy through every experience because you have a choice of perspective. Now, these intentions and who you were coming in and were also to understand more about your authentic self and the workings of the universe. Why? Why that specifically for you? Because you are a spiritual leader and teacher. You came forth as a light worker to assist others who will travel similar paths to you. Similar paths of fear and doubt, similar paths of alignment and inspiration so that you could come here to this time. Now, could you foresee any of it? Possibly yes, because the trajectory was along a very specific line. How the planets were aligned when you were born. And what did that mean to your life? Now, at any time, you could have said, I've explored this enough, and now I choose to explore this. And that would set you off onto a different trajectory. Yet, with the same body, the same parents, the same beliefs, you see, maybe you modified those beliefs, but you still had the same beliefs, the same life experience. Now, you could radically right turn and choose a new experience, even with those beliefs, if you had worked on them enough. Yet the intentions and the vibration where you were born led you on this trajectory, guess what, to come where you are now. So you wouldn't have changed any of it. And so, yes, you could possibly predict certain events in your life, but you couldn't predict how you would be prepared for those events, or how you would interpret those events, or how much fear you would feel, or how much joy you would feel. That part is all up to you. And so a lot of people will say, well, then, if you can predict all these events that are going to happen, and you could predict this with everyone's life, then that means you have no free will. And we say, it is much greater than that. It is much greater than that. Nothing is set in stone. Everything is a vibration, and you can alter how you perceive anything. Now, a grand global event such as this is allowing so many different perspectives from each person. And so while you may say, yes, they predicted the start of this a few months ago, they predict the end of this a few months ago, and since it is a worldwide system, that this could exist on a certain timeline. Yet how you perceive the end of it will be different than how someone else perceives the end of it. If you, in your joy and your calm, are receiving inspiration, well, you might not have any financial aspects of this that would seem negative from your perspective, while someone else would have extreme fear and extreme financial distress from this, because your experience is not in lack and their experience is in lack and fear. You've come to this to be a leader, to be an example of alignment, to show others that while it feels like bad things are happening, within that it's dependent on the individual. And the individual gets to choose, are they going to choose a limited perspective or a higher perspective? Are they going to live in alignment or in fear? And if they live in fear, they're going to receive urges to change the conditions. But in alignment, they're going to receive inspiration that will lead them to the greater good. Now, you could say, well, that could have been forecasted as well. We could have said in 20 years ago, well, Vicky is going to go along this path. This path is going to discover law of attraction, discover Joshua's teachings, and is going to come to this event with less fear than she would have before. But yet all that came about. Well, we see this is just one timeline. This is just one timeline, and you happen to be in this timeline. But from this point on, does it matter? Does it matter if it's over at a certain time? Does it matter if the economy recovers at a certain time? You are the creator of your reality. So we say to you, it does not matter. It only matters how you're going to operate, how each of you are going to operate in this time. Are you going to exist in fear and therefore not really being as effective as you might? Or are you going to operate in love and take on inspiration that will be of benefit to you and all that is? And that's your choice.
Thank you. So basically, just don't pay attention to any of that.
Pay attention to how you're feeling in every moment.
Other than ourselves.
Sure, because if you are paying to stuff outside of you, paying attention to stuff outside of you, then you're doing the old approach to life all over again. You're saying that thought makes me feel this way. Instead of saying, that thought is interesting. I wonder what it means. I wonder how I can interact with my belief system plus this new idea. I wonder how that new idea came to me. I wonder how I was guided to this new idea. Maybe this new idea is of benefit. Maybe this new idea can let me think, okay, well, maybe if the economy is going to recover in next year sometime, that I can sort of plan things out a little bit better and have an idea of what could come to me out of this, seeking the opportunity and not the distress. And so maybe the whole point of this is to let humanity know that there is an end to this and that you will recover and that things will be get back to normal. And when they do, the great shift from fear to love will occur, and there'll be a greater zest for life and a greater understanding of what's essential. Doesn't matter what anyone else says. All the information is coming through you. If you can allow it to come through you and trust what you are receiving in the way of inspiration, then move along that inspiration, and then you create your future reality.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joshua, I have a question.
Yes.
Regarding, you talk a lot about people journey inward and being in solitude and things like that. I have the opposite situation where I'm out there in the public and we're like busier than we've ever been ever in 30 years. And I'm not really sure. I'm finding it somewhat overwhelming. And I'm not really, I'd like a new perspective on that.
Excellent. Now, say a year ago, did you have an idea that you wanted to be busier than you were back then?
Yes.
And so now you're getting what you wanted.
Big time.
And what would be the overwhelming idea? Why are you overwhelmed?
It's come so fast.
And would you like it to come a little bit slower?
I guess what we're feeling is a lot of desperation for people because there's so many things they can't find. There's a lot of hoarding going on, so there's a lot of people who can't find things. So we're kind of taking that on, I guess.
You're taking on their fear. Mm. And in taking on their fear, are you able to maintain your alignment?
No.
And are you of any benefit to them if you take on their fear?
No.
Actually, what happens if you take on their fear, you're just going to receive urges to try and fix problems that don't really exist. You see, it's important for them to go through fear. It's important for them to say, wow, this thing I think I want right now, this supplement or this food product or whatever it is so important to me. And if I don't get it, I'll be in trouble. Because the stuff they were afraid of 2 months ago no longer matters to them. Now their attention is fixed on this one thing that they think they need to get, or this several things they think they need to get, or the fact that someone needs to help them because they're incapable of creating their own reality. They're simply exploring more and more victimhood to a greater degree. You are here for a purpose. You are here to be an example of alignment to them. Now, do you also see a little bit of community going on, a little bit of respect for what you do, a little bit more of gratitude for you being available?
Very much.
Absolutely. And isn't that satisfying as well?
Yeah.
And doesn't it feel like you're on the front lines helping all these people? Yes. Mm-hmm. And so isn't this sort of what you wanted to explore all along? Mm-hmm. Weren't you always asking or wondering, how come they don't see the benefit in what I have to offer? And now they do.
Yeah.
And you've gotten exactly what you wanted. So the feeling of overwhelmment simply means that you are adjusting to a new vibration and that you are looking at fear from another perspective that is not necessarily beneficial, and that there is no great thing that needs to be saved by you. You do not need to be the savior of these people. You can be available to your highest degree, and when it gets too overwhelming for you, you can adjust that. You can do something a little bit differently. But we ask you to not try to fix problems or solve flaws or any of that, but to maintain the alignment and to get inspiration about what to do next. Maybe I can source this here. Maybe we can do something for these people here. This is inspiration that will come through that will be to your benefit primarily and then to the benefit of the greater good overall. In staying strong and staying present and staying powerful and understanding that you've asked for all this and now it's come to you rather quickly, not in the way that you thought it would come to you, but in a way that could be incredibly satisfying if you sat down and really understood it. You could feel your power in this moment. And in that power, you could experience such love and such joy. And know that each of these people who are in fear are moving from a place of even more fear several months ago to a new priority for life. And they're adjusting. And this is what the fear is to them. They're adjusting to something that they have never experienced before. And in your need to solve their problems, you're not going to be effective. But in your understanding that this is actually what everyone has been asking for, not just you. This is what the entire planet's been asking for. And it's coming to them at great speed, but not really. It's not really affecting the vast, vast, vast majority of people at this point. It's simply the fear of what might happen in the future. And we all know that that fear is irrational. In the moment, everything is perfect. Everything is perfect in the moment. If you can adopt that stance, you will be incredibly powerful and you will make an impact on so many people's lives, your employees, your customers, your suppliers. You will be like the firefighters of 9/11. You will be the symbol of grace for them to follow. 9/11, it showed a different light of the first responders. And yet, people said, well, that's their job. That's what they signed up for. Well, now a whole shift, a whole new dynamic has occurred. And this wasn't what you signed up for. Yet this is what you are doing, what you are ready for. And in doing that, the gratitude will come and allow it to come because you are on the front line of this and you can be of greatest benefit by maintaining your joy and clarity and calmness, knowing that when it's done, there'll be this great shift in humanity and there'll be the opening volleys of a transformation to a completely new approach to life, one which you have learned about and one which many, 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 many others will find out about soon enough. And in the shifting from the old irrational fear and control into the effective and preferable approach of acceptance and love, well, those in fear are just going to feel more fear until they get a new perspective. And you might be there to show them the proper perspective. So see yourself from the higher perspective. See that you planned for this all along. See that you are getting everything you want. See that they are all getting everything that they want. And you are like a conductor in a symphony. The symphony playing this music of love to those who aren't quite yet proficient at their instruments. You can guide them, and then together you will make something beautiful.
Thank you.
Excellent. Good. Who's next?
I'd like to jump in if I can.
Sure.
First of all, I kind of feel like I'd like to say that it's kind of neat for me to be experiencing this in a country that's not my own, not knowing when I can get back to my country, and to be in version 3.0, I'm calling it, of Mazatlan, because I'm not even in my place that I was accustomed to being into until just recently, and that caused me a lot of stress for a little while. I tried to maintain a higher perspective, and I think I've been able to achieve that. I feel much more relaxed now. You know, it feels different not to be in a false security of, I guess, of my own home or my own country. And yet, here's my question, is that this morning when I was listening to the abundance meditation, it came to me that how can I be a more powerful or conscious creator? And what is it that I'm trying to actually create anyway? It feels like a shift, and I feel like there's a bit of a void there to be a powerful creator, to realize who I truly am.
What is a powerful creator?
Trying to answer my own question, I said, well, a powerful creator would be someone who's in alignment with all that is, that with the power of everything that is. And then following on inspiration when it comes, maybe I don't recognize it as inspiration when it comes or something like that. So I hope you're getting the energetic of my...
Imagine that you're a painter. Mm-hmm. You have the blank canvas. You have all the tools, all the paints that you'll need, all the colors, all the brushes, all the spatulas that you'll need. And then the only thing that you have to do as this painter is to maintain alignment. Because in alignment, in that moment, not needing that painting to mean anything, not needing to have some outcome so that it can be sold or that people will say you're a good painter, just having the blank canvas, having all the tools that you need, and waiting for the inspiration to strike. And when the inspiration comes, you don't judge it. You don't say, well, I thought this would be a bowl of oranges, and now it's turning into an abstract art form. You don't judge any of it. You just paint it. And you paint it for the joy of painting it.
The joy of it.
Just for the joy of it. And you do not judge the inspiration. And so if the inspiration is to paint a yellow line here, you simply paint a yellow line there. And you do not judge how you painted that line. You simply do it. And at the end, if this is just a mess of different colored lines, you say, that is not what I care about. I do not care about the end result. I care about the bliss I was feeling from acting on the inspiration without judgment and doing what I was inspired to do in that moment. And when that moment's over, you can toss aside the canvas, you could paint it white again, you can give it to someone, you can hang it in an art gallery. You do not care, because it doesn't mean anything about you, nor does it mean anything about the inspiration. You do not need to have results from inspiration. This is where you get caught up as a creator. You want something to mean something. You want something tangible, and this is fine, but it's ineffective. You see, and you keep saying, oh, I get inspiration, but it's just to look at the damn clock again. I get inspiration, but it's just to talk to a friend and who's probably busy, or I can't get through, or whatever it is. It's all my inspiration is not leading up to anything. And we say, no, when you receive inspiration and you act on that inspiration in that moment, you open yourself up to more inspiration.
Okay.
And let's say you get 100 inspired ideas in a week. And you do something on all of them. Well, you can't understand what that action is creating, because you're trying to plan out all this action. Well, if I do this, maybe it'll lead to that. Well, if I do this, maybe it'll lead to that. 99% of them couldn't have nothing to do with you. Could have to do with someone else who is affected by whatever your action is, you see.
Okay. Yep.
Now, you have a belief system too. And so let's imagine that inspiration is pouring down into you like a huge waterfall, the biggest waterfall you could imagine, pouring into you. But your belief system is like
a big shield.
A big shield. And maybe a drip or two will come down on you. And so if you open up that belief system, then more and more of that inspiration flows. And if you act on more inspiration, you open the belief system, because now you gain some confidence. Oh, yes, fun idea. Oh, yes, I can do that. Oh, yes, I can talk to those people. Oh, yes, I walked right into a manifestation event, but now I get to see things from a higher perspective. Oh, yes, I'm loving all this clarity. Oh, yes, I'm loving all this interaction. Oh, yes, I'm loving all the excitement that my life is having right now. Oh, no, I'm being overwhelmed. Oh, no, too much is happening right now. Oh, no, I might lose something if I act on that idea. You see, it's going in all different directions. Right. But until you give up your attachment to the outcome or what it means, or your need for security, or you need to know where you're going, which really is none of your business. You don't want to know where you're going, because if you knew where you're going from where you are right now, it would not be very exciting. You want to be the creator by being the one who has all the tools, which you have all the tools. You have all the paintbrushes. You have all the paint colors. You have the canvas. You have it all right now. You have it all. You just want to be the one that picks up the paintbrush, dips it into the color, and draws the line. That's all you want to do in this moment. Okay. In this moment. That's how you become a creator. Okay. That's what a creator is. Think of any great painting. That's exactly what happened in that painting.
Okay.
They had the tools. They were ready to go. The inspiration struck, and they could not wait to get started.
Right.
Excellent. Very good.
So along your ideas of what you said in the beginning about this not arriving somewhere, it's about the journey.
Yeah. So if the more comfortable, relaxed, allowing, aligned you can be in each moment, the more inspiration you receive, the more, not just from mental thoughts, that's some of it, but also from what you're inspired to read, or people who come to you. Or someone sends you an email in the middle of the night, or someone sends you a text, or someone knocks on your door, or you bump into someone on the street, or you meet someone in the cafe. inspiration can come from within and without. Be open to all of it.
Right. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Who's next?
Joshua, I'd like to say something.
Yes, Chris.
So basically, I don't really have a question at this point. I just wanted to say thank you. I just look back from a year ago. I appreciate just wholeheartedly you working through Gary and, you know, Gary being a good friend of mine and Tracy, just how looking back from a year ago, how improved my life has been. And I owe it all to you. I look at just everything that's going on in the world right now, and we all see it differently. However, just how I'm handling it, and how I'm helping others, and I've been reaching out to people on Facebook, and it's interesting. It's not even, I put thought into it, but it's not hard. It comes pretty natural with what I say. I'm even a little careful. Like, I don't know if this resonates with you, but I feel like I need to say it, and it just flows easily. And what's funny is the people that aren't ready and are still living in fear, you can clearly see that resistance to that thought process. But what was not expected, what was needed, the other people that are on that same post would give you a heart symbol on something you say. So it did resonate with others that might, you know, just, I don't know, there's been little gifts and little surprises along this journey, and this situation we're all living in right now, it's been very, very fascinating to watch and to help others. And I don't know where I would have been had I not gone through this journey over the last year. So thank you.
And do you think it was luck?
I don't know. I don't believe in coincidences anymore.
And if it wasn't luck, then who's to thank?
Right.
Thank yourself for acting on the inspiration to do what you were inspired to do, where many, 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 many people would not have done what you're inspired to do, would not have done it back then, would not do it today. Push past the fear, and you can see the benefits of that, of when you act on what you're inspired to do. It is fearful. There is fear there. What will they think of me? Should I really do this? Should I soften it? And sure, work within that fear, but if you can act on more inspiration, you're going to feel like who you truly are. And who you truly are is a magnificent, limitless spiritual leader and teacher. Who that is who you truly are. And now you get a chance to play with that.
It feels good. It feels really good.
And this is how you know it's aligned with who you are.
Yeah.
Because it feels good. Because feeling good is your notification from your inner self that you are seeing reality as it really is. And feeling fear, feeling negative emotion is your indication from your inner self that you are looking at the illusion of a problem. Feel good, receive the inspiration, and act in accordance with who you truly are. Maintain your alignment and become that example of alignment by, in alignment, receiving inspiration and posting something or helping someone or calling someone or connecting with someone or thinking about something in a new way or writing it down or making a blog post or maybe making a little video and sharing it with others and never being afraid of what they're going to think of you. Because those people in fear can only see you from the lens of their fear. In love, you can allow them their fear. You don't have to be seen as magnificent or poetic or right or any of that. Because this inspiration might not be helpful to the person that you think it's going to be helpful to. It might be down the line to people that you'll never meet. And you will be like tossing a stone into a lake and seeing this ripple where you can't really see where the ripple goes.
Right.
You can see that in your imagination. Then you will be able to push past the fear. All of you will to do that, which what you're inspired to do. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got a question. It's Jen from Canada. I'm inspired to ask this question. It's about actually life beyond COVID-19. I feel like we're in it, but I just feel like I just would love you to speak to life beyond that. And you've mentioned that we're all spiritual teachers and leaders. We've got this role to play, and I certainly agree with that. And like Christopher, I'm really grateful for everything you've taught us, taught me, because I'm in a far better place than I would have been. But I guess I'm just inspired to ask you if you could comment about life and I guess our roles beyond this experience that we're having at the moment, because I don't know.
Life beyond this manifestation event.
Yes.
Is like life beyond any manifestation event. It's allowing you to see yourself from a higher perspective. Plus, there will be lots of toilet paper for everyone. You see, you had fears in the past. Those fears were always illusions. What you worried about, if you thought about yourself in your teens, what you worried about then, and your 20s, what you worried about then, all these irrational fears, all these concerns that were illusions, they were never really necessary, you see. And if you think about your life 3 months ago, or 2 months ago, or 1 month ago, all the minutiae that you was consumed with now makes no difference. Because now you're in a new paradigm. Mm-hmm. A paradigm where you can forget about the old paradigm. That old paradigm is gone. You are having a time to reflect on what's important to you, what's essential, what do you really need, what makes you happy. Well, nothing makes you happy. Nothing makes you happy. You either choose a perspective that aligns with who you are and how your inner self sees your reality, or you don't. But nothing outside of you will ever make you happy. Nothing outside of you will ever make you safe and secure. And so there will be those, most of those, who are living the old approach to life of control, who will be acting on urges and making decisions based in fear. And that will not work. It will not work. And then there'll be those of you who are finding a way to maintain alignment, finding a way to use your imagination to see that how wonderful things are going to turn out as a result of all of this. Those of you who are focused on the good potential that this event has for humanity, who are not worried about yourself physically because you don't fear death, you don't fear something bad that can happen to you, you are understanding it from a higher perspective. You see, if you thought you were a finite individual, well, then it would make sense to fear death. If you think of yourself as an eternal being, being of all that's one, being of source itself, then it doesn't make any sense to worry about death. And in worrying about death, can you really live life? No, because you'll be living in fear of death. And since all humanity, luckily, will transition to the non-physical, at some point, what's the point in fearing death? Well, in fearing death, you make policies, you make practices, you make procedures, you make outcomes, worst possible case, because the worst possible case would be death. Yet to those who are choosing to die by any means, it is their choice, and you would not want to deprive them of their choice. Now, this isn't your choice, but it might be a choice of someone you know or a loved one. And you would say, I would never want this to happen to a loved one. And you would say, we would say to you, are you saying that you would not allow them to leave physical reality when they're ready? Of course not. You would allow them to leave it. So you can't fear their death. You can't fear your death if you know that you're eternal and if you know that they're eternal and if you know that this is just a playground to launch some explorations. And so if nothing serious is going on here, then there's nothing really to fear. And if you're living in alignment with nothing to fear, well, you're living exactly as you intended to live. But if you're living in fear, well, something has to shake you up because this is not how anyone intended to live. So something must shake them up. And if it's not this, it'll be something else. And if it's not that, it'll be something else. And to those people living in fear, whether it is a pandemic or they get fired from a job or they break up with their mate, whatever it is, they are moving through experiences to ascend to a higher perspective. And whether they get the benefit of that in this lifetime or whether they get it when they transition to the non-physical does not matter. Now, since this virus, this event is for the benefit of all, is based in love, well then, what would the benefit be when this is concluded?
Well, I think for me, there will be this great, there will be a great awakening. There are some people on the cusp who are ready to really step over, who have been wondering and thinking this is an opportunity. I think for me personally, it's given me so many great insights. It's actually shown me my level of entitlement living in this society and the things that I've taken for granted. And that notion of being free, you know, you made a great comment earlier about this free, we expect to be able to free to travel anywhere, and I've done a lot of travel and now we can't. So I think it's like, if you like, it is an awakening. It's like everything's dropping off in terms we're getting to what's most important. And I guess I'm just curious, I'm casting my mind forward to that future, thinking, yes, there'll still be manifestation events, but we seem to have this opportunity now to create. It's like we all are preparing the ground, the garden, the fresh garden. We're actually, I'm from a farming background, but we're actually preparing the field for the spring crop, if you know what I mean. That's what it feels like. Cultivating it. We're getting the earth ready for the next.
For who?
Well, for ourselves primarily, but exactly. For anyone who is sort of teetering on the edge of wondering what is there more to life than this fear-based thing that they're living.
Yes.
And it feels to me like, and this is what I sort of observe in myself and in the calls that I, or the thing experiences I'm having, it feels like there's this push and this pull. And we're like so stuck in our humanity, yet it's a blended being thing. We're sort of pushed, we're stuck in humanity, but we understand the enlightenment, the discussion that you're talking about, Joshua. And it's like this push and pull thing. And that's what it appears to me.
Now, is this entire global event created just for you?
Yes, if I'm the center of my universe, yes.
Exactly. And how you choose to come out at the end of this, or how you choose to navigate through it, you will either choose to do it in fear or do it in love. You either choose to explore who you're not or who you are. And as you explore who you are, as you see it from a higher perspective, as you are comfortable with it, as you use your imagination to imagine the best possible outcome, who will you be during this event? Mm-hmm. Will you be not to the public, not to anyone you know, but to yourself, to your inner self? Will you practice that connection? Will you find evidence to show that you have come to a new level of awareness? Will you practice what you've learned? And will you step forward and be who you truly are? Isn't this an amazing thing? Because for all the people in fear, they're living in fear and they're feeling fear and they're perceiving that what they felt as fear before was nothing compared to this fear. And they are trying to make it on their own and they're acting on urges. Yet you all have an opportunity now to practice being who you really are. And to stand firmly, knowing that you'll feel fear, sure, but you have the tools to process that fear. Knowing that the fear is going to be based on a limiting belief, but you know how to process that limiting belief. Knowing that you're going to feel fear looking at things from a limited perspective, but you can change your perspective. You can look at it from a higher perspective. You see, you have everything you need to move gracefully through this in a expansive way that will lead you to where you always wanted to go, to lead you to where you are going, you see. So it is no accident that those of you who are following this now may have started 6 months ago or a year ago or 18 months ago and have gotten yourself to a state where you can be a lot less fearful than you might have been before, because you're here to lead, you see. And you do that simply by maintaining your alignment and then receiving the inspiration and then pushing past the fear that will undoubtedly pop up. Not letting other people's fears infect you, you see. Now, of course they will. Of course they will. Of course the news will. Of course things you read will. Of course what people say will cause you to feel fear momentarily. That's okay. It's, are you going to linger in the fear? Are you going to go back to the old approach to life? Are you going to see yourself as a victim? Or are you going to use this as an opportunity to move forward to who you truly are? Giving up everything you thought was important before. None of that was important before. It's still not important now. None of it was essential before. It was fluff. It never made you feel anything. It was a exploration in the absurd, you see. And now you can be clear on who you are and what you really want to do, what you want to do. You don't need to do it, but you are guided to do it. It'll be fulfilling and exciting and rewarding. And you will see yourself from a higher perspective with each conversation you have, with each message you post, with each thing you read. You will see yourself from a higher perspective, and this will help you move towards who you intended to be. And that's why you're here now.
Thank you. Yes. And I'd say that maintaining that alignment, it can be a minute by minute experience.
It's meant to be a minute by minute experience. You flow up and down. You flow with it. But if you receive a thought, a negative thought, a resistant thought, you can wave it away. You can choose a new perspective. You can find the limiting belief. You can do all those things. You don't have to linger like you might have before. And that's the faster you get back into your alignment, the better.
Thank you.
Excellent. We have time for one more. Who would like to take that spot, that precious spot for the last question on the most important call in the history of the world? Who would like to jump in?
I will.
That's right.
Excellent. Christina.
Okay.
So I have a question. It was regarding something you talked about on last week's call about this idea of like being a gypsy and doing that act based off of fear. And I had an experience where I feel like I did that and felt like I needed to kind of leave a lot of things behind in my life that were, I guess, what felt like were really weighing me down. And I needed to find like that sense of freedom for myself. And I guess I feel that I had a lot of life experience from doing that really helped me to see myself as more free and more abundant than I had been previously experiencing. And so I guess I wanted more clarity around the idea of how you spoke about that being like an act of fear instead of maybe like an act of inspiration.
If you think something wrong or bad is weighing you down and you leave that because it's weighing you down, you're acting on an urge to change the conditions because that thing never weighed you down. It was your perception of it weighing you down. You see, it was your perception that it was bad or wrong. Now, there's nothing wrong with any decision you've ever made because it's led you here now. Once you've made a decision, that decision is perfect. It's absolutely perfect because it's done. And it's led to the trajectory that's led you here. And it's perfect. But we just want to remind you that nothing outside of you can weigh you down. It's only your perspective that allows you to see it as weighing you down. And so a lot of people say, well, I'm going to leave that person. I'm going to leave that thing. I'm going to leave that job. But you're going to take your vibration with you, and your vibration is emitting how wrong that is. And so you're on the exploration of this thing that's weighing you down because it's not actually weighing you down. It's actually allowing you a exploration of whatever this thing is, right? It's the subject of your exploration. It's the thing that's keeping you going, but you think it's wrong or bad. Because you don't see it from the perspective that your inner self sees it. Your inner self says, this isn't weighing you down. This is fun. Look at this. This is amazing. Oh, if you could just get this. If you just understand it. Oh, my God. You're seeing it from the limited perspective. I'm going to go and send her a negative emotion so she knows exactly that she's looking at an illusion. And then you say, this thing is making me feel bad. No, it's your perception of the thing that's causing your inner self to send you a message in the form of negative emotion. The thing is not wrong. There is no wrong. Everything's perfect. There is no wrong. It's the illusion of wrong that causes you to dip down into that lower stream of consciousness of fear and lack and bring up urges to change the condition. Now, we're not saying you have to see everything as right. We're not saying, but once in a while, it might be useful to look at that thing you think is wrong and say, okay, I don't prefer it, but it's not wrong. It's not inherently wrong. It could be for someone else. It could be for them. Thank God it's there for people who want to explore that. That's fine. I'm going to choose to explore that, but it's not wrong. I'm going to choose to explore what I like, but that's not bad. I don't have to remove that from the face of the earth in order to be happy, because that thing cannot make you happy or unhappy, nor can this thing make you feel unhappy. You see, you are happy. You're happy. You're ecstatic. You're joyful. You've got, imagine an iceberg from the water down is pure, pure, pure joy, bliss, excitement, satisfaction. The little top is what you're focused on above water. That you think, oh, if I can just lop off that top, then we can sink down to the bottom with this big iceberg. But if you lopped off that top, guess what? A little bit more would come up. A little bit more. And if you lopped up that, a little bit more of the iceberg would come up. Because in your frame of reference, you're always trying to fix problems that don't exist. You're always trying to perfect things. You're always trying to find flaws and get rid of them. You are perfect as you are. Your life is perfect as it is. It's brilliant. Now, if you could see that, guess what? Wouldn't matter how much is sticking up off the water, because you're not paying attention to that. You're paying attention to what's below, what gives you joy, the satisfaction that you're here in this wonderful place at this wonderful time to explore who you truly are. And when you start that exploration of who you truly are, when you say, I'm perfect as I am, my life has been perfect. Every single thing that happened to me was fine because it led me here. My future is going to be perfect too because I'm exploring who I am and no one can take that away from me. It's my absolute freedom, my abundance. I have everything I need to explore who I am. That's the only thing I care about. Nobody has to see that that's as good. Nobody has to validate my existence. Nobody has to send me love. I'm going to send love to them. I'm going to send love to myself. I'm going to send love to the conditions. I'm going to live in a state of joy, and I'm going to discover who I truly am. And I'm going to acknowledge that I've had this limited perspective, that I thought I wasn't capable of this and that, that I thought that other people were naturally better than me, that I thought that other people were luckier than me, that I thought that things should have been different. Okay? I'm going to give up that, and I'm going to say, I have it made. This is unbelievable. I'm perfect. I've got everything I need. All I have to do is see through the illusions that something's wrong. And if I can do that by processing my limiting beliefs and doing the work and proving those limiting beliefs are false, I'm not going to get rid of them, but I'm going to dial them down. So I'm going to feel more joy in the moment. I'm going to feel more joy in the day. I'm going to see what's clearly what's good. I'm going to write a list of things I appreciate. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to set my intentions. I'm going to choose who I'm being in this moment. I'm going to choose to be powerful and creative and loving and accepting. And I'm not going to accept my limiting beliefs because they are false. I'm going to appreciate that I adopted them along the way because they launched me on the trajectory to get here, one of just a handful of people in the world to be here. How lucky is that? So thank goodness for that life experience, all that wild life experience, thank goodness for all of it because it brought me here. And guess what? When I realize who I truly am, I'm going to be able to talk to people about this life experience that maybe they'll understand me, that they wouldn't understand someone else who has not had that life experience. So this really has set me up for the rest of my life so that I can actually explore who I am. And in that, I'll just feel more joy, more joy, more joy, more joy, more joy, more happiness, more love, more of who I truly am, because no one can be you. No one can be you. You're the only one who can do it. And you're being you right now, but you can't see it as clearly as you'd like to. So see past the illusion of wrong, see past the illusion of any flaws, see past the illusion of imperfection. Understand that everything is perfect now. It's all working out. And if you can see yourself from a higher perspective today, then tomorrow you'll see yourself from another higher perspective. Then the next day you'll see yourself from another higher perspective. And then you'll be guided brilliantly into the next manifestation event. And then you'll crumble and feel negative emotion. And then you'll get back up. You'll polish off that old limiting belief. You'll prove it's false. And you'll go on a journey that's never ending of self-discovery. And you will resist less. And with less resistance comes more joy. This has been an amazing conversation with incredible people who are living a new approach to life, who will be leading others to that same approach to life. Go forward, enjoy, be who you truly are, try not to get too overwhelmed, and have fun. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Talk soon.
All
right.
See you guys later. Okay. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you would like to support this show, the best thing you can do is subscribe, especially on iTunes. Also, leave your comments and leave your ratings. And that will help us grow this community of people who are interested in law of attraction and the mechanism of physical reality. It'll be cool to spread the word even further. And you can help out by subscribing, leaving your comments, and rating the show. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.